Good morning. Now, the question is, would you do what Jill James did? Jill lives in the Northern California city of Auburn with its gold rush history in the foothills of the Sierra Nevada mountains, and was taking a detour along a country road to avoid some construction, and she has her own cash rush. Jill sees money covering the road, and not just a couple of bucks either. About 20 minutes before, the Placer County Sheriff's Office got a call from a man who had placed the cash from his business on a tire. You know, spare tires are exposed on some SUVs. Forgot about it and drove away. So what was Jill thinking when she got out of her car into the blizzard of cash? She picks up the story. You'll also hear from Sergeant Tucker Huey.
So I got out looking around, like thinking I was like being punked or something. There was a little bit of wind, and so I was literally grabbing, you know, papers off the ground and just trying to hold on to them. I had so many in my hands, I couldn't fit them all in my hands. I was like, I'm going to take this right to Auburn PD because this looks like someone's life savings.
The Placer County Sheriff's Office had received a report of missing currency, and we were aware of their call, and obviously we were able to put two and two together.
People would out there do the right thing because really it's all about karma. Good karma takes you a long way.
The police must certainly have been impressed with such action, Kirk.
Yeah, that's right. Sergeant Huey also said, I'm proud of it, but I'm not shocked by it. That's the type of people that call this community home. Police also said that cash on the loose is not that rare an occurrence, just usually not in such a large amount. Jill has four daughters, and they say since the story has made it to social media, she's become a big deal. Now, this all begs the question, if you saw thousands in cash blowing right in front of you, what would you do? Okay, I'll go first. Of course, it all depends on the circumstances. But honestly, in spite of the karma, admittedly, that's important. I might be inclined to think this is drug money, or hey, the insurance will cover it.